This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9, and yes, we're fangirling.
We are not alone in the studio.
We're not alone. Joining us live in the studio is Christopher Atkins.
Welcome.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
Big studio applause.
So welcome to Joy 94.9.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I was saying earlier that for many straight boys, Farrah Fawcett was up on their wall. But for men of my age, you were kind of the...
Ooh, it was you, baby.
Bit of a crush, boy crush on you, particularly the Blue Lagoon days, Christopher Atkins.
Yep, yep.
So Blue Lagoon, how many years ago was... That's like a lifetime ago, yeah?
Well, I was 18 years old when I did it, and I'm 19 now, so it was quite a long time ago.
Oh, they're so young.
Do you remember Blue Lagoon, Jack?
She's too young, and it's rated R, and she's not even old enough now to see it.
No. I was born in 85, so very soon. But yeah, but thank you. Yes.
My son was born in 85.
Oh, how's he doing?
He's made me a grandpa twice now.
Oh, well... What's he doing now?
Is he available? Is that what you're asking?
Anyway, we'll talk after the show about your son.
Can we go back to Blue Lagoon, back in time? So Brooke Shields as well. I mean, beautiful back in the day and still beautiful today.
So young.
But when that first came, I remember the controversy when it came out.
Yeah.
Because you were both fairly young. And there's a bit of nudity involved, can we say?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, it was a huge, huge ordeal back then. They actually had people picket the movie theaters because they called it child pornography.
Oh.
I mean, it was a big, big deal back then when the movie came out. And
She 18 back then?
She was 14, turned 15 on the island.
And I
was 18.
That is a bit.
Well, listen, everything's legal offshore, so let's just stay there. Let's just keep it there.
And we were explaining that we are LGBTIQA+ and a lot of other letters radio station, and we were saying if you had any stories, and you were teasing that you might have a...
Yeah, I know. I had a very interesting story. I did an interview years and years ago for The Advocate back in New York City, the gay magazine there, and they asked me, they said, do you know why you were such a gay icon back then when that movie came out? And I said, well, besides the obvious aspect with the... called me a Twinkie or something all the time. So, besides that, I said, was there anything else? And he said, no. He says, it's actually really, really fascinating. He said, because in 1980, when the film came out, it was a big coming out. It was a big movement where mayors and lawyer, policemen and things like that were all coming out. And here comes this movie where it was male frontal nudity, and it was always female before, basically.
Well, that's right, yeah.
So they said, you became sort of this poster boy for this movement at that time, and that's why it seemed that I was this, you know, kind of
icon.
I mean, I have a tremendous amount of gay fans, and I just really love it. But I never understood that, or never knew that, until he mentioned that. He says it was just that point in time in history that movie came out.
So you were the first. You were the first to get it out and on screen.
Well, I don't think I was the first, but they made a big deal about it then to get it out, and you know, I'm glad somebody saw it.
I think many of our listeners saw it. But anyway, and of course, because I'm of an age, I also then followed you into the private pirate movie, Pirates of Penzance, with Kirstie Nicole.
Christy McNichol.
Christy
McNichol. Yep.
That was filmed on the Gold Coast, wasn't it?
No, it was filmed here in Melbourne.
In Melbourne?
Yeah, we shot it all right here in Melbourne. Wow. I lived here for 6 months shooting that picture.
Did you? Yeah. Big Melbourne fan?
Oh, I love Melbourne.
How do you feel about the cold? You look like a summer man.
I am a summer man, but I'm born and raised in New York, and so I'm kind of used to that, but lived in L.A. for, you know, the obvious 30 years for the industry. But,
did you ever live in Dallas? Were you ever living in Dallas?
Yes.
You were in Dallas. You were Sue Ellen's lover.
Yeah. I was Sue Ellen's lover. Over in Dallas, yes, I did do that. And we lived there for half the season, and then we shot the other half in L.A. on the sound stages.
Oh, so it wasn't actually shot in Dallas?
It was shot in Dallas. Part of it was. The outside, at South Fork.
Ah.
There you go.
And there was a funny Dallas story there, too, because it was the very first Cougar thing, and we were on all the covers of the magazine, me and Linda Gray.
Yeah.
And when I had to have my very first kiss with her, all the cast, from Priscilla to everybody, were all standing around.
Priscilla Presley, yeah?
Yes, yeah. And the crew and everybody. And we had our little first kiss down on the dock, and she gives me this kiss on camera. It was the big deal, right? It actually happened. And she turns to me after this, and they said, cut. And she said, so how was it? And I said, well, that was kind of a weird question. And I said, no, it was it? And then all of a sudden, my lips went completely numb.
Oh, no.
And she had rubbed this dentist stuff to numb your gums before they give a shot. She put it all over her lips.
Why?
And then, because they're pranksters on that show. Yeah. They're all
that
freaking pranksters.
Like abuse.
It doesn't look
and then the next thing I know is everybody's dying laughing and the whole crew are going and she just thinks that's the funniest thing and I'm just numb as I'm drooling all the side of my
back
mouth.
Back then funny, now lawsuit.
Yeah.
Me too. Hello.
So
you can't
funny.
Use that for every scene.
No. Now, of course, Chris, you're in Melbourne to appear in Ladies' Night.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, Ladies' Night is
this week.
The full Monty, yes, Friday and Saturday at the Palms Crown, I believe that's what it's called.
The Palms Crown?
Yep. Yep. And the full Monty was based on this play.
Such a reoccurring theme with you, Christopher.
I know, and I'll tell you, my mom, my sister's a PhD in cellular biology at Yale University. My brother's an emergency room doctor in Wellington, specializing in ultrasound emergency medicine from Yale University. Yeah. And my mom says, and my son the stripper.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, this is my life. So anyway, but the full Monty was based on this play, a very famous play out of New Zealand, the biggest grossing play ever coming out of New Zealand, won all kinds of awards. It's a wonderful, wonderful night out. It's hysterical. So the audiences have been over the top, totally into it, screaming and yelling, and it's just been so much fun. So if you want a really good time and a really good laugh and get out and do something, come to the play. You're going to absolutely love it. And then we go out back afterwards and meet everybody and say hi.
And the other thing I was reading about it, certainly not all of our listeners will know this, but back in the day in Australia, there's a television series called The Sullivans.
Right.
Mm. And Stephen Tandy, who was Tom Sullivan, is in the show as well.
Yeah, and he steals the show. Oh. You have to come to see him.
Uh-huh.
He is, you would never believe it, and he just steals the show, and it's hysterical.
Now, the blurb does say the event is for 18 plus only, so not one for the kiddies.
My son, the stripper. that's all you need to know, my son, the stripper.
And it's an ultimate night out, but not only for the girls. So there's stuff for us guys as well.
And the Palms, beautiful venue.
Mm. Well, I haven't been there, so I don't know. But yeah, I've heard it's fantastic. Because there is, it does get a little naughty. Let's say that it does get a little naughty, but it's fun.
We like naughty. We can do naughty.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
We live in naughty.
Oh, for sure.
So if you want to find out more about Ladies' Night and go along and see Christopher Atkins and Stephen Tandy, you can go to you can Google Ladies' Night, or you can go to the Crown Melbourne website to find out more and buy your tickets.
Yeah, this Friday and Saturday, 14th and 15th of June.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Come on out.
Thanks
come say hi.
In.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. You guys are great.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.